Former State Representative Judy Stigler is pursuing one of the open bench seats in the Deschutes County Circuit Court. She has applied for consideration for Judge Stephen Titkin's seat. Stigler says she wanted to pursue the appointment rather than the election process for Michael Sullivan's seat.
You know, I'm certainly not afraid of an election or anything like that, but with the appointment, what I can focus on are the qualifications and why I think I'm a good candidate versus having to, you know, worry about raising money and, you know, all the things that are attendant to a campaign. So I could really put my focus on the position itself.
Stigler says she believes the next step includes the governor appointing a panel to review the applications and conduct any interviews. The only other publicly proclaimed candidates include attorneys Beth Bagley and John Burge. The governor's office should release a list of candidates sometime today. The former investigator for the district attorney's office is still not working back in that office. The county commissioners requested that DA Patrick Flaherty rehire investigator Sharon Sweet, the woman he just let go earlier this month. County Administrator Eric Kropp says she was supposed to return to the DA's office on October 24th.
The county reinstated her, and I had requested to the district attorney that she be allowed to go back to her job at the district attorney's office on Monday, which was a week ago Monday. And he requested that she not go back to the office and asked that he be able to talk to the commissioners before that happens.
Kropp says Flaherty still has not met with county commissioners. In the meantime, the county is employing Sweet full-time with work until something can be worked out, but her pay is coming mostly from the DA's budget. Thousands of Wells Fargo customers in Central Oregon have reason to celebrate. Wells Fargo just announced that they will not start a $3 monthly debit card fee this month. The company had announced earlier a pilot program in five states to gauge customer response. Tom Unger is a Northwest spokesman with Wells Fargo Bank.
We decided to cancel a debit card activity fee pilot that we had planned to start November 15th in Oregon and four other states. We made the decision based on early feedback from our customers. So at this point, the fee never did start. Customers don't have to do anything. To avoid the fee, there is no fee.
This comes as good news to many debit card users in Central Oregon. The FDIC shows Wells Fargo as the second largest bank in Central Oregon at 19% of the market share. The Bank of the Cascades is first with 21%. U.S. Bank and Home Federal are in number 3 and 4. Last Christmas, the Prineville community dealt with a brouhaha concerning their city-sponsored nativity scene. Well, citizens have agreed to take over the display this holiday season to avoid any problems, but organizer Bob Orlando says he could use some help.
We're not going to have a huge display this year. We're going to have a minimal display, obviously, and in part of that's that it was difficult to get the word out to people, but we've got a basic nativity scene, which is going to be put on display next to City Hall and on a piece of County Parks and Recreation property. I mean, people are starting to come forward now, but I think it's going to be next year before it really turns out to be a notable situation.
Orlando spent his own money to buy figurines of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. He hopes to raise $1,000 to buy the three wise men figurines for next year. They hope to have this year's display up by early December. And colder temperatures will continue through the week as the first of two specific storms invade Central Oregon. The Weather Channel's Mark Thibodeau says we could get some light snow, maybe up to 3 inches. But by the weekend, a more serious storm could visit us.
Then a second storm is going to arrive probably along about Saturday into the first part of Sunday, and this one also has the potential to bring some snow. I'm not real sure exactly on the second storm what we're talking about amount-wise yet, but it looks like a relatively significant storm for November, so we'll need to keep an eye on this one in terms of wind and snow as we get into the weekend.
Thibodeau says we are in a La Nina year again, and this winter could look a lot like last winter with some cold, wet, snowy days. But he also said the Central Oregon climate can be unpredictable at times because we do live in the shadow of the Cascade Range that could have an effect on the weather. For more details on these stories, you can go to KBND.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.